just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Define clean mind or cleanliness? How can we define clean mind? Clean means clean means pure, no impurities, no dirt, no debris, no waste, no garbage, no rubbish. Clear means transparent. Clear means no disturbance. We are seeing clear vision. The water so clear. You can see through and through. Baba has used these words quite often. Make your mind, your intellect, clean and clear. A disciple went to a master and asked him, what sort of practice I should do now? The disciple was already in the monastery for quite some time and had mastered many of the skills and the techniques taught by the master. And yet, the disciple asked, what more should I do now? The master said, go in the market. There is one inn, a hotel there. Just watch the owner of the hotel or inn and come back by evening. The disciple felt, what sort of task is this? How am I going to learn secrets of spiritual life from an ordinary worldly person? And yet the disciple obeyed. He reached the inn, a big restaurant, and the owner was sitting. People were coming, enjoying food, going back. So there was nothing extraordinary. Everything was so commonplace. Yet the disciple sat there, watching things, observing minutely. And one thing which he noticed was, every 1 or 2 hours, the owner of the restaurant would go near the basin, and there was a huge mirror there, and he would clean it and come back and sit. Initially, the disciple didn't pay much attention to this gesture, and yet it drew his attention. When the event recurred, the owner would go and he would clean the mirror and come back and sit. This intrigued him. The disciple went to the owner at last and asked, "What are you doing? You have cleaned the mirror once. Why are you cleaning it every time, every 2 hourly?" The owner said, "I have observed that the mirror keeps getting dust and gets unclean because the doors are open, the windows are open. So I keep cleaning it." Suddenly a new truth dawned on the disciple, and he understood a deep secret. Our mind is also like this mirror, and thoughts are dust, feelings are dust, memories, they are like dust. They settle on the mind, and the mind becomes hazy, unclean. You can no more see what exactly is happening. So spiritual life is about cleaning the mirror of mind constantly, not just morning or evening, but whenever you get time, just see what all things are happening. The world is full of vibrations, the negative vibrations, the waste vibrations, the unnecessary vibrations. Everything settled down on the mind, and then we can't see who we are. And we see ourselves as others see us, or what others think of us, because their vibrations are sitting on our minds. So spiritual life is about house cleaning. Spiritual life is about celebrating Diwali every moment. And Diwali begins with house cleaning procedure. And sometimes deep cleaning is needed. Thorough cleaning is needed. 6 days person remains busy. Sunday one is having off. Weekends you have more time. You can do deeper cleaning on the days of your holidays. Because there is a dust somewhere under some nook or corner, some dark corner of subconscious mind, you are still nurturing grief, some guilt, some pain, some anguish. Subconscious mind is like a dark chamber, and so many memories are hidden. You enter that subconscious chamber with a torch in your hand to see, to check, to analyze. And the torch light just falls on one direction. It's not a broad. And wherever it falls, that thing gets enlightened. But then you have to enter with that torch, because a lot of work has to be done. The house cleaning should go on every day. Some deep-rooted patterns are already there. Some deep addictions, some deep habits. Everything is accumulated there and we are unaware of them. And they suddenly arise. In the poetic language, like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb. And we are caught unawares. They are like thieves in ambush, hiding. And you are passing through a jungle all alone. And suddenly somebody attacks you. You fall down from where these thieves have come. From the depths of subconscious, some habit, some addiction, some sanskar, some deep-rooted emotion, some wounded emotion, which has not healed. So these unhealing, unhealthy emotions, they take better of us. So today's divine message, this is a new message. Baba is meeting group of ORC, or rather, Dadi is taking sandesh or message from the group of ORC and Bab Dada is answering. The date is 14th May 2012. Divine message. Dadi is giving Baba the news of the services. And then Baba responded. Bab Dada bahut muskuraye aur bole. Bahut acha hai. अगर ऐसी हिम्मत और दृढ़ता अपने में रखेंगे तो बाप दादा इन हिम्मत रखने वालों को एक्स्ट्रा शक्ति सकाश देते रहेंगे. सकाश लेने के लिए सिर्फ सदा अपने मन बुद्धि को क्लियर और क्लीन रखना आवश्यक है. बाबा इज हैप्पी विद द सर्विस. फॉर सर्विस यू नीड डिटर्मिनेशन एंड करेज. And Baba said, you have that. And because of that, which is why Baba is giving you extra power, extra sakash. But to become receiver of sakash, what you need? Clean and clear intellect and mind. Otherwise, you cannot receive any sakash from Baba. The sakash is already there. The rain of sakash is already flowing, is already raining. But if you sit in your room and say that I am feeling thirsty, I am feeling so hot, there is no rain. It's because you are inside your house, come out. The rain of Sakash is coming down from heavens. Stand. Feel. Enjoy. Get wet. Aisi himmat rakhne walo ko. This is a path of courage. What did Baba call Madhuban Nivasis on Sundays, in Sunday's Murli? They are pillars of what? Courage. All those who come here. It's because of Madhuban residents. This courage they have. That's why those who come here get divine sustenance. Spiritual life is about risk and hurdles. German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said somewhere, live dangerously. That is life. Not in comforts. Jump out of your comfort zone and start living dangerously. That is life. Because in comforts you don't learn. When you learn the most, when the path is perilous, everything is so dangerous. But once you cross the dangerous path, you are no more the same person. You have expanded, you have entered an extended sphere of consciousness. That's why live dangerously. Do those things which you have never done before. Have courage and say, yes, I will do. You are given a task. Make this new presentation. You will say, no, I have never made a presentation. I don't know how to operate computers. I don't know all this PowerPoint and everything. Do it. You will learn. You do it by doing. This is the saying. You do it by doing. Once you start doing, then only you learn. Let me first read all the books on swimming, then only I will enter water. Otherwise, there is a chance of getting drowned and I don't want to die. But I want to learn swimming. First, let me get some PhD degree. Have some thesis presentation, how to swim. It will not work. Learning and reading and practicing should go together. So also spiritual life is all about. It's about dangers. It's about risks. It is all about challenges. You must enter the University of Hard Knocks. Thoker. You should have this degree from this University of Hard Knocks. Then only you learn. If you want to live comfortably, you can. But then, there is no grace about it. There are many people who live in their comfort zone. Who get up, do Amrit Vela, do your service and go to sleep. Finish. Why? What more to do? Come out of the comfort zone and do something else. Some new thing. Some newfangled idea. Something risky. This is the labor of love. This is the labor of love. This is the work of love. You do it because you love it. You love to accept challenges. This is out of love. And then you experience that special love of God whilst doing these things. As Baba is saying, you have kept himmat. That's why. Bab Dada himmat rakhne walo ko extra shakti sakash dete rahenge. But sakash lene ke liye sirf apne ko sada man buddhi ko clean, clear rakhna avashyak hai. To experience God's help, take risks. In your comfort zones, you don't need anything. But do something new. Because life is about newness. So again, coming back to the same question, how to make the mind, the intellect, clean and clear. When you sit with your clean and clear mind, sakash flows down. New touchings, new ideas. You know, Prakashmani Dadi, when she was there, every morning, she would share one new idea. Today, Dadi had this thought. This is how she would begin. She would come, Murli, and then, this morning, Dadi had this thought. Dadi thinks this should be done. Dadi had a thought that for 3 days, everybody should go in silence. What are these? These are plannings. From where they are descending? They are descending from up above. For today, Dadi had the thought for those who are running Gita Pathshalas, and a new idea, and a new thought, and a new plan, and a new blueprint. So every day she would come out with some or other idea. From where these ideas are coming to her? They are flowing from above. Because the mind, the intellect is clean and clear. So when your intellect and mind are clean and clear, you get new touchings. You get new ideas, new plans, new sakash, extra sakash. Because there are many things, they come to us, but then we don't have the courage. Because they are so impossible like things. We have never done them before, or nobody has ever done them before. It looks absurd, ridiculous, almost impossible. And yet, you know that this is feasible. It would become practical. And the extra sakash, the extra power, the extra energy, the extra impetus would come from above. if your mind is clean and clear. So how do you make your mind clean and clear? Yes. Meditation. More and more meditation. Because there is a rust. So meditation is the oil, what do you call? It will remove the rust. It's a kerosene. It will remove the rust. Become a deep meditator. Practice meditation as much as possible. When you have nothing to do, just sit down and try to become bodiless. We have been so conditioned that you are body, you are body. In meditation, I am saying it means move from the consciousness that you are body. And the whole society is responsible. When somebody sees you, oh, you look like this now. So they are making you all the more body conscious. What happened? Your weight has reduced. What happened? You are gaining more and more weight. The society itself is responsible for making us more body conscious. When I am not body, what is the question of weight? I am not body, what is the question of my appearance? You are looking dull. Your face, your eyes are sunken. So this society itself makes us body conscious. Nobody comments on my soul. All the comments are on body. On your appearance. On your clothings. So everything is contributing to my body. It is not that my efforts are less. My efforts are there. But what to do with this society? That itself makes me body conscious. So meditation is a technique to move from planes. You move from plane of body consciousness to plane of subtle consciousness. This is a gross body. You move from gross body to subtle body. From subtle body, you move to soul. But this is far cry. First, subtle body. And this grossness doesn't allow me to reach this subtleness. There's so much heaviness in the body. So meditation is a technique to make the mind clean, clear. Or most powerful technique. Second is lightening the diet would make the mind clean and clear. With that heavy, low vibrational food, dense food, how can you have lightness of body? So second is diet. Third is exercise. The more you exercise, you feel lighter, weightless, energetic, refreshed, revitalized, energized. And this energy, not just in the body, but in the mind also. The mind will become clean. Another is thought. What sort of thoughts I carry throughout the day? The thoughts of hatred, the thoughts of negativity, the thoughts of vices make me heavy. Other thing is deep sleep. There are so many people who don't get deep sleep. Deep, sound, good sleep. How do you define sound sleep? How do you define sound sleep? Nikhilesh bhai? What is sound sleep? When you get up, you feel energetic. That is sound sleep. Dreamless. Sound sleep, very powerful. You feel as if what to do and what not. Extreme energy is there. And interrupted, punctured sleep, disturbed sleep. You get up and you feel tired. You see, oh, it is 2 o'clock. Oh, it's too early. Let me sleep for some more time. And next time you wake up, it is 4 o'clock. It was just five seconds you slept, but it was already 4 o'clock. So you are deceived by mind. So deep sleep, sound sleep, that makes the mind clean and clear. Sleep is something, it's a source of energy. You are tired, go to sleep, you wake up as if a new birth, a new day has begun. So that is also helps. So, but remove all the distractions. Another is technology break. Technology, screen time. The more the screen time, the more you are hooked to screen. These vibrations disturb you. They make you your mind disturbed. Always too much of information causes restlessness. Too much of information. That's why move away from technology for some time throughout the day. Spend technology free time in between. Digital detox. This technology fasting is must. Otherwise, mind is disturbed. No cleanliness. No clarity. So much information. Every time somebody is sending joke, somebody is sending some political news, somebody is sending some technological news, somebody is sending some current affair, somebody is sending some thought for the day. And recipes. This, that. So mind becomes muddled. Mind becomes confused, confounded. Stop. And most, another thing, media is 95% negative. Whatever media is teaching us, it's so much negativity is there. We receive more negative news. Positive news are just 5%. Somebody has done some great work. How much? Look, open the newspaper. What sort of news are there in the newspapers? All negative media. Positive news is somewhere in the corner, small positive news. So the moment you get up, this everything negativity enters the mind. That doesn't make keep the mind clean and clear. So meditation, diet, exercise, positive news. If you want to find out positive, learn to read positive news. Just overlook negative news. They should not enter the mind and unclean it, make it unclean. Okay. So when the mind, intellect clean, clear, you receive sakash from Baba. Om Shanti.